Netflix is taking a triumphant tone with investors this week. The streamer added over 4 million new subscribers last quarter, and their show Squid Game became their most successful launch ever. But the company's employees are not so happy. Many of them walked out this week to protest that controversial special, The Closer, by comedian Dave Chappelle. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now to talk about what this all means for Netflix. Eric, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Eric, you wouldn't know that Netflix was actually dealing with intense backlash from Chappelle's jokes about transgender people if you watched their earning call this week. Here's CEO Ted Sarandos.
We've had what I think is a tremendous quarter, delivering on films and TV shows that people really love and love to talk about. And if we keep doing that well, that's what fuels our growth.
Eric, after this financial success, do you think Netflix's top brass is really feeling any heat from this controversy regarding Dave Chappelle?
TV shows that people love to talk about. I guess that's one way to talk to refer to The Closer and the way people have been talking about it. But, well, you know, I think the jury is a little out because Netflix has sort of two goals, I think. I mean, number one, of course, success is fueled by its stock price. So the whole point of that earnings call was to show that they have an amazing number of subscriptions. I think they're at 213 million subscribers now. Squid Game was really popular, the drama from South Korea. Now, I think Netflix also wants to be seen as a good actor in media and in Hollywood. And this is where the complaints by transgender people and the walkout that happened on Wednesday, you know, that's the part that I think pains Netflix executives and makes them wonder if it might affect their stock price. So even though it seems that they're able to sort of power through this and talk about all the things that are going well at Netflix, I think it really bothers them. It really damaged the company's public image.
I mean, it's really bothering them, but getting to the heart of that question, does Netflix give any indication that it's rethinking its content strategy?
I do think that there's a sense that Netflix can't completely just power its way past this without doing something to show that it reacted to all the criticism that it's getting from its own staffers and from people of note outside the building. I've always said that, and you know, some people may balk at this analogy, but I've always said that, you know, media companies sometimes are like, you know, it's like training a pet. You have to use positive and negative reinforcement to get them to do what you want them to do. And sometimes the negative reinforcement is constant protesting. And even though it doesn't necessarily decimate their bottom line, they don't like it. Mm. And I don't think Netflix will fully ignore this.
Switching gears, we also want to ask you about a new documentary from HBO, 4 Hours at the Capitol, about the January 6th insurrection. There's a lot of footage here. What does it add to what we know about what happened on that day?
Well, what they tried to do with this documentary, they employed what we call sort of the verite approach, where there's not a narrator. They're stitching together clips from a bunch of interviews with a bunch of different people who were at the Capitol when the insurrection happened to almost make you feel like you're there. Mm. The problem that I have with it is that it presents the points of view of people who believe in these sort of absurd conspiracy theories on the same level as people who had very sort of accurate and fact-based recollections about what happened. For example, there's a moment in the documentary where they feature an interview with a guy. His title is Activist Filmmaker, right? So you get the sense that he's on the side of the people who stormed the Capitol. And he starts to tell you a little bit about his personal philosophy.
I started believing in Trump. I believed in his message. And 800,000 kids go missing a year in the United States that are being held captive and tortured and killed. That's usually what gets people into the door supporting Trump, is because we can all relate to having love for children. And if children are being kidnapped and tortured and enslaved sexually, it's wrong.
Now, of course, that is not true. It's completely untrue. Yeah. It's one of those bizarre conspiracy theories that the QAnon crowd has been circulating online. And there's no narrator or other person to push back against that. And mm-hmm. there are moments in the film where they will show somebody saying something like, I think they showed one activist who was saying that there was a little bit of fighting in the distance, but, you know, the people I was standing around were all peaceful. And then the very next clip they showed was of, you know, hundreds of people attacking police at the Capitol and trying to force their way into the building. So there were moments in the film where they would push back against something someone said by showing video footage, but that didn't happen often. So this film, I think, does not do a great service to the discussions around these issues because it elevates people who believe things that are demonstrably untrue and doesn't really challenge them.
Well, that's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you for having me.